Talking about Noah, you mentioned this morning as well, we're talking about Noah, and we're going to continue with the theme of congregation, or audience, but congregation participation. So I'm just warning you, this is the theme we had last week, and you had it at children's group as well, so I am going to need volunteers. And if I don't get enough children, then I might be picking on some of the older people. It'd be people who I know the names of. So children... You're going to need your help. So we're talking about Noah, and I'm just going to briefly give you the quick story of where we're up to so far. So Noah was pretty much the only good man around at the time. He was the only good man around at the time. He had a relationship with God, and the land was evil. And God decided that he was going to send a flood. And this flood was going to wipe out the people and the remaining animals. He asked Noah to build an ark so that Noah and his family and the two kinds of each animal could be kept safe. So the first thing I need is somebody to play the part of Noah. This person needs to be quite a big person, quite a tall person. It needs to be with all the proper stuff ready for rain. So does anybody, could I say, do we Noah of anybody? Do you know a suitable person? Needs to be tall, needs to have Wellingtons, needs to have a cagoule, needs to have waterproofs. Ah, I think I've just found somebody at the front. If that person could be upstanding, you might recognise Noah. And so very quickly, Noah, well, it didn't happen quickly, but it's going to happen quickly now. Noah... was told that he had to build an ark. We got all the dimensions last week. I think it was... Anyone remember how big the ark was? It's towards the church, yeah. And it was, I think, the length was about 450 feet. And you think a football pitch is about 300 feet. So, going to come that way. And God was very clear on his instructions to Noah, and Noah obeyed those instructions perfectly. And that's why the ark worked so well. So Noah built the ark. How long did it take Noah to build the ark? Anybody know? Roughly. Not 2 minutes. It took Noah around about 100 years. 120 years, some people say. It was a long time. Noah is 600 years old now, he's finished the ark. He's pretty good for 600. But he's 600, and Noah did take all his family in the ark, but don't worry. I can see Noah's family sitting there. You can stay there, you can pretend you're on the ark with Noah. And Noah sat right at the front of the ark. And he had to get, what did Noah need then? Having got his family at the front of the ark, what happened next? Who did he get next? Or what did he get next? Yes, animals, fantastic. And he got lots of animals. Now, we're just going to have four animals this morning. So I need four volunteers. Josh. Yes. I don't know your name, but yeah, lovely. And yeah, you two. Fantastic. Up you come. So we've got, yes. We've got four animals. Okay, let's come over here. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you what sort of animal you are. Okay? So you know what sort of animal you are, but nobody else does. And we're going to find out if everybody else knows their animals. So what they're going to do is call out an animal, and if it's the animal that you are, then you can go and sit on the ark. Okay? So what we want everybody in the congregation to do is call out names of animals. I'm just going to show you. Okay, now... In the congregation, just kind of not look for a minute, because I've done these pictures and Jane told me you can see through the back, so they're not great pictures. So just kind of don't look for a little bit. Okay, who's first? Come on, Josh. Right, that's what you are. Okay, that's you. All right. Can you tell what that is? You know what that is? Yes. Okay. So you stand there with that one. Okay. Who's next? Can you see what that is? Yes, excellent. So that's you. If you stand on that one.
Some excited animals.
Who's next? Yes, you stand on that one. Don't have to stand on it, but you can. Right, okay, folks, let's start calling out animals. Giraffe. Have we got a giraffe? We've got a giraffe. Okay, giraffe, on you get and get your seat. Take the picture, Josh, and show everybody the picture so they can see what a good artist I am. Hold it up so everybody can
come
see.
Come on over, giraffe.
And then get on with Noah.
I need a good giraffe.
Right, more animals. Monkey. Anyone a monkey?
No.
No.
Elephant.
Elephant. Have we got an elephant?
Oh, there is an elephant in the room.
Yeah, elephant. Fantastic.
Come on over, Miss Elephant.
Bird. We got a bird? Show the picture. Bird.
Oh,
bird
nice.
Safe.
Last animal.
Last one.
Who gets to come on my ark?
Crocodile.
Lion.
Tiger. Ah, what was that at the back I heard? Horse. Fantastic. Show the horse. Yeah, and go and get your seat on the ark. So all the animals are on the ark and safe, and Noah's on the ark, and he's looking around, and he's been on there for a little while, and he feels something. Can anyone tell what Noah felt? What might it be? Might be a drop of rain.
Yes!
It's rainwater. Now, can you imagine how relieved Noah was when he felt the rain? Because God had said to him, Noah, I want you to build an ark because I'm going to send a flood. And Noah built this ark where there was no sea for miles. And he built this ark because he trusted God and he had a relationship with God. And he trusted God and he built the ark. And people would have been laughing at him and all sorts. But he built it, he got on with it, and then it started to rain. I need two more volunteers. Anybody? Yes, lovely, thank you. Thank you. What you're going to do, you're going to bring the rain, okay? So what I want you to do is hold that up as high as you can and walk right across there. Because it started to rain. And it rained. And then you go as well. And it rained. And walk up and down. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained hard. Do you know how long it rained for? 40 days. Altogether, it rained for 40 days. But before it had been raining for 40 days, when it had really just started to rain, the rains came down and the rains came up. From under the ground, the waters came up as well. And it rained and it rained, and Noah and the animals are on the ark. And Noah and the animals are on the ark. That's great. And it keeps on raining, and they're dry and they're safe. And then, do you know what happened to the ark? Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you. Super. Thank you ever so much. Do you know what happened on the ark? Because it was in our reading. Do you know how this is one of the most important things? What did the ark do after it had been raining? It floated. The ark, up you get everybody, and hold your pictures. You don't have to get your seats right, and you're floating. You can leave your seats, but you can just be... The ark was floating. It lifted up. Now, it was a miracle that Noah managed to build the ark, but you think how big it was. It was another miracle. The ark actually floated. It floated above on the water. And the animals and Noah were safe, but nothing else was safe. Everything else, everybody else, and all the other animals, they were wiped out by the water because that was God's intention. He was wiping everything else out. But Noah and his family... And the animals that he'd taken with him were kept safe. And they were kept safe on the ark. And that's great. And that's where the story finishes. And I'll carry it on in a minute. So let's say a big thank you to Noah. And a big, big thank you to all the helpers. And you can go and sit down. Thank you ever so much. You can take it with you if you want. I'll sign it for you later. Okay, thank you, Noah. Shall we... of the story of Noah. The first thing to mention is as Noah was building the ark, as he started building the ark, and I mentioned it before, a lot of people would have been watching him and looking what he was doing. And Noah had been told to build the ark by God. God had told him, and Noah trusted in God. And people would have looked at Noah and thought, what are you doing? And the chances are, quite a few of them would have laughed and they would have mocked him. Because it's a pretty strange thing to do, to build a huge, great big ark on dry land. But the important thing is Noah was doing what God had told him. And I think sometimes we find in our Christian lives, quite often like Noah, perhaps we're the only one, the only Christian in a certain position, maybe the only one in our class at school, or the only one perhaps in our football team, or perhaps at work or in our street. Sometimes we find ourselves alone. And sometimes when we do things that we know God wants us to do, praying at prayer meetings, just following what God asks us to do, sometimes people laugh at us, and it's going to happen, and it will happen. But I think we need to take encouragement when people laugh. When we are doing what we know that God wants us to do, when we are following God's instructions or following God, if people laugh at us, I would just say to you, take courage, be encouraged, because in heaven, they're cheering. And not really laughing, but they're laughing with you. So, as Noah listened to God and he was so right, then if we're in a relationship with the Lord and we do as he says and people laugh, then don't worry about it. That's the first thing. And the second thing I was going to say was, do you remember what happened to the ark when the rains came down? And the rain had been coming down for a while and the ark was there. What did it do? It floated. The ark floated. It was lifted up from the water, or lifted up in the water. And it kind of reminded me, as I read it, of the first time I learned how to swim. First time I learned how to swim, I was about 11, maybe 10 or 11, and I learned to swim at the Tunbridge Wells Monson swimming pool. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Tunbridge Wells Monson in Monson Road. And I went with my brother, and my brother was about 18 months older than me, and he said to me, Andrew, I'm going to teach you how to swim this morning. We're going to go to the swimming pool Saturday morning, and I'm going to teach you how to swim. And I thought, yeah, super, fine. And I went with him, and I had my armbands on, and I was in the shallow end, and he said, right, take your armbands off. And I took him off, and he said, right, swim. And I kind of pretty sure, I knew I wanted to swim, but I was a bit worried, and I remember kind of going like that, but I still had my feet on the ground. You know, I hadn't taken them off. And it took a while, but eventually I did it. And there was that moment when I just let my feet come off the ground. And I remember the moment that actually the water did hold me up. And I was floating. And I was doing a weird sort of doggy paddle. But I was actually swimming. And I was actually floating. And it just kind of says to me, with regard to the story of Noah, that there comes a time very often in our Christian lives we just have to trust the Lord and we just have to let our feet come off the ground and say, yes, Lord, I trust you. And it's not until you step out that you realise that, yeah, he does hold us up in these various circumstances. He does hold us up. He surrounds us with his love and with his grace and he holds us. But we've got to sometimes just take our feet off the ground in order that we can appreciate that and we can realise that. Sometimes we just need to trust completely in God and let our feet come off the ground. And the third point I wanted to mention was we kind of left the story with the animals safely in the ark, Noah and his family safely in the ark. But all around there would have been destruction. The waters would have brought destruction, but Noah and his family were safe, and they were safe in the ark. And the reason there was destruction was because it was an evil world who turned their backs on the Lord, turned their backs on God. But they found their refuge and they found their safety within the ark. And if we shoot forward to now, or after, when the humankind restarted through Noah, it wasn't long before the world became sinful again. And I think it's fair to say that the world is pretty sinful now. We look around us, we can see a lot of evil in the world. Only now our refuge and our safety is in Jesus Christ. God sent Jesus, his Son, that we may have our refuge, our resting place, but primarily so that we can come to the Father through the Son. Through Jesus Christ, we can come to our Father God. We can have a relationship with him. We can listen to him on a daily basis. And sometimes it's going to be risky, but most of the time it's going to be great. But we only come to the Father through the Son. And so in the similar way to how God sent the ark, or God sent the flood and then the ark to save humankind, so he sent us his Son, and his Son is Jesus. And it says in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." No one comes to the Father but through me. So we're going to stand and we're going to sing. And we're going to sing, "Here is love, vast as the ocean." Let's stand.